Welcome to the Make Sense of Greenwich podcast, where I narrate some of the best articles relating to Greenwich residential and commercial real estate. I'm your host, Mike Pirelli, associate real estate broker at New England Land Company, based in Greenwich, Connecticut. Before we get into today's article, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Today's article, Lamborghini to Take Up Residence on West Putnam Ave by Greenwich Free Press of greenwichfreepress.com, dated January 1st, 2019. So, plans are underway for Lamborghini to build a dealership at 300 West Putnam Ave in the GB zone, directly across the street from Miller Motor Cars. Now, Greenwich Lamborghini will be the latest to join a cluster of high-end car dealers on West Putnam Ave. This includes Mercedes, Audi, and McLaren. At 366 West Putnam Managers LLC and 30 Columbus Ave, Lincoln of Greenwich has plans to construct a two-story facility for their dealership. The applicant for Lamborghini dealership also purchased a residential lot behind 300 West Putnam Ave at 15 Oak Ridge Street, which they received permission to rezone from R6 residential to a P zone for parking. Today it is posted for demolition. The property at 15 Oak Ridge Street sold in 2017 for $1.2 million to Rock Hill Real Estate 7 LP. The property at 300 West Putnam Ave sold on October 10, 2017 to Rock Hill Real Estate for $3.6 million. The applicant, Rock Hill Real Estate 7 LP, received permission from Planning and Zoning back in August to construct a new two-story building for sales and service of Lamborghini cars. Greenwich Lamborghini will have 8 indoor parking spaces. There will be 5 service bays, a showroom space for 3 vehicles, and 9 surface parking spaces at 300 West Putnam Avenue. In addition, 14 parking spaces at 15 Oak Ridge Street. Per regulations, the 14 spots on Oak Ridge are for private passenger vehicles of customers, patrons, guests, employees, etc., and not for unloading or loading car carriers. Customer cars for repair service will be brought by flatbed and only when a service bay is available. According to the applicant, on average, the customers coming to the store approximately 50% buy vehicle. The car's configuration, such as paint color and interior styling, is done through the internet. Most Lamborghini cars are special ordered, so customers only come to the store once or twice. Most of the sales interaction occurs online or via telephone. The applicant also explained that most of their buyers are car collectors, and that since Lamborghini has been around for 50 years, the store will generate less traffic than McLaren, which operates nearby at 348 West Putnam Avenue. Lamborghini's proposed parking was deficient according to regulations, but the P&Z Commission modified the requirements based on Lamborghini's projected sales volumes and determined parking was adequate with certain conditions, including no storage of automotive transport vehicles is permitted. The site is designated a low-volume automobile dealer. The number of employees on site at any given time is limited to 7. The hours of operation are limited to Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. No hours on Sunday. Exterior lights will be on a timer and be off from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. The number of car deliveries to customers at the site will be limited to 3 weekly. Storage of customer cars on site for service will be limited to 2, and no outdoor storage of inventory are permitted. The company's main facility is in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and if a customer out of the area purchases a car, it is delivered directly from that facility rather than via Greenwich. You've just listened to Lamborghini to Take Up Residence on West Putnam Ave by Greenwich Free Press of greenwichfreepress.com. As always, thank you for listening to the Make Sense of Greenwich podcast. I'm your host, Mike Pirelli, associate broker at New England Land Company. And if you want to hear what I have going on this weekend, stick around. So this Sunday, July 28th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., I'll be hosting a public open house at 14 Indian Pass, Greenwich, Connecticut. We are now priced at $925,000. This is a great flip project. It's a great live-in, renovate, and expand project. There's just a ton of options. We did some renderings that we uploaded to Zillow, so definitely check those out if you are curious. At the very least, swing by, say hello, and we could chat a little bit about Greenwich real estate. So I'll see you guys this weekend, hopefully, and I will be back for your next Greenwich real estate update.